So let's take meditation postures. Feeling body sitting, body breathing. Taking a few moments to get very present within the body. In a few moments, we'll do the letting go practice. And just to remember what I said a few moments ago, that this can be an incremental practice, just like the small boy in the poem, Small Boy. He's not trying to fill the sea or empty the beach. He's just throwing away nothing else but. And so it's a pebble at a time, and it may help us if we can let go, if we can unclench and let things go. It's important too to remember that sometimes we can't really let go of something, but we can let it be. We can drop in deeply to, this is how it is, and I'm going to stop fighting how it is and just really know it. So we can really let things be. And it's also important to know that letting go is not aversion. It's not a pushing away. And so if you find yourself caught in resistance or aversion, which will be signified by clenching, contraction, then gently pull back from the practice. Ground yourself in the body. Maybe open your eyes. Have some nice replenishing breaths. And then if you feel steadier again, come back and see if you can just let whatever it is be, rather than a forced trying to let go. And as I've emphasized all day, one of the first steps in letting be and letting go is letting things be known as they are. And when we do that, they can start to lose their power, paradoxically. So feeling the body sitting and breathing, creating as best you can a nice spacious awareness, might include sounds. And let yourself bring to mind something that you have a hunch you're ready to begin letting go of or letting be with. Let yourself be aware of the story and the who, what, where, and when of it all, the emotions and the reactions. Feel it through the body as you hold it in mind. And if there's no issue that's really coming up for you, you can just practice with as best you can being with yourself just as you are, with friendliness, acceptance, seeing what obstacles that may bring up that you might be able to let be with or let go of. And so with whatever it is you're holding in mind, the sadness, the anxiety, the frustration or the betrayal, whatever it is. See if you can let all of the experiences with it just float. Float in your awareness without resistance. See if you can hold it in this floating awareness with compassion. Breathing into it. Ask yourself, is it wise to engage this practice of letting be, letting go? Do you feel ready enough? You might find it helpful to imagine some ease that may come from letting go, letting be. Some relief. And letting the story be, really feeling now with the body. And gently saying to yourself, letting go, letting be, letting be, letting go. Again and again and again, softly, gently, sweetly. See if you can let any troubling feelings or resistance drain out of you, like water flowing down a river. Letting be, letting go. If you notice resistance, feel it through the body. See if you can open to it, letting be, letting be, letting go. And then come back to the issue as you're able. Take a few moments, pausing with the phrasing of letting be, letting go. And try on, if you will, imagining a future where this issue is no longer holding you in its grip. What would that look like, feel like? Can you notice any freedom? Ease, joyfulness. And then coming back to saying, I'm letting you go, I'm letting you be. You may go now. I'll let you be. Letting be, letting go. And continue to repeat this. And when you feel resistance, feel the resistance. See if you can open to it and let it be, let it go. Bring a little fierceness perhaps, but not aversion, but a bit of fierceness. I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. It's okay. You can go now. Sometimes it helps to inwardly bow to our difficulties as a way to let them go. You've served your functions, your purposes, and now I'm letting you go. There's a real spirit of acceptance in letting be and letting go. Coupled with the wisdom that it is indeed time to let something be, let it go. Whether it be a particular difficulty or one of five hindrances. Letting be, letting go. You find you're unable to let be or let go, notice though your intention, that there is a willingness to let be and let go. And that's the drop in the barrel. And it helps. Trust the unfolding of letting be, letting go. Whatever it is will fade with time. And let go of the phrase now, the letting be, letting go phrase, and just open into how you're feeling right now, noticing if there is any ease in the body, mind, heart, letting it be known, appreciated. And if there's more contraction, tightness, letting it too be known. It's all the workings of the heart, bit by bit. And then listening to this last poem here from Naomi Shihab Nye, and it's called Adios. Adios. It is a good word, rolling off the tongue, no matter what language you were born with. Use it. Learn where it begins, the small alphabet of departure. How long it takes to think of it, then say, then be heard. Marry it. More than any golden ring, it shines, wear it on every finger till your hands dance, touching everything easily, letting everything easily go. Strap it to your back like wings or a kite tail, the stream of air behind a jet. If you are known for anything, let it be the way you rise out of sight when your work is finished. Think of things that linger. Leaves, cartons and napkins, the damp smell of mold. Think of things that disappear. Think of what you love best, what brings tears into your eyes. Something that said adios to you before you knew what it meant or how long it was for. Explain little. the word explains itself. Later, perhaps. Lessons following lessons, like silence following sound.